The question is, when will I feel like I finally arrived? I feel like I've answered this question previously, but I have no idea where I might have talked about it, but I got a feeling I have. So I'm gonna talk about this from a couple different vantage points. I'm gonna talk about it first from the big vantage point. You're now doing millions of dollars, you're making a big income, you've bought a bigger home, you're able to buy cars, you're able to do vacations, whatever that thing is that's your thing. You know, everybody's got a different thing. And yes, to some degree, you might feel like, okay, I've arrived. Even at that level, you might feel like, okay, I've arrived. And maybe this is just my personality type. And so now you're running this big organization. It's bigger than the majority. However, you then get to know other individuals running even bigger organizations. And then you start learning more about building a business and what it takes to get to 20 million, 30, 40, 50, $100 million. I'm talking really big here. And you start to realize, man, I'm still playing such a really small game. And man, there's so much more to learn. There's so much more that I need to become. There are so many things that I could be better at. I need these types of people on my team, and they're going to be very expensive, and it just never ends. That's my point. So there's this level where even if you've got the home you wanted and the cars you wanted and the vacations you wanted and you got some money in the bank and that money is growing, a couple things happen. One is you keep looking out towards the future, setting your new next goal. And when that goal is big and you meet very interesting people, you say to yourself, yeah, it's pretty good, but it could be this. Or yeah, I've learned a lot, but man, I still really don't know that much. And so you don't fully feel like you've made it. In fact, I think if you get to that place and you're like, oh, I made it, I'm good, then you probably should cash out of the game because you're probably going to get overtaken by someone else. I think that constant feeling of a little bit of dissatisfaction is very healthy if you want to get to somewhere significant. So the reason for telling you that side of the story first is I don't know that you ever totally feel like you made it. I think you feel like, okay, I can breathe a sigh of relief. I don't have credit card debt. And these other things have been taken care of. And there's, you know, I'm pretty good in a certain, in some areas, but you really, if you focus on business and things like that, you're like, oh my gosh, there's so much more to do. Then there's the next side of the business. And maybe again, it's just a me thing. So now you build these big things that do huge amounts of money and revenue. And then you're like, oh my goodness, I've built these businesses and now I've got to protect them. And so then you're like, I've got to keep building bigger and bigger and bigger bank accounts. And I need the investments that I have to be liquid so that if anything ever happened to these businesses, I can get the money to make sure these businesses keep growing through downturns and they're protected and that what I've built doesn't get harmed. Again, none of that may resonate with you depending on where you're at in business, but I wanted to start there because that's reality. And I know a lot of individuals are very successful and I've had a lot of conversations. So do you really ever arrive and say, well, I'm done, it's all good, I'm golden? No, probably not. Not unless you're cashing out. So now let's rewind. Now let's talk about the smaller example. You're just getting started in business. Like you're trying to make payroll tax. You can't offer anybody on your team health insurance and it's still gonna be years before you could afford that. You're working 100 hours a week, 80 hours a week, whatever it is. You're not showing up for your family. You're not showing up for your kids. Like everything it feels like in your world's on fire. That absolutely gets better. And the only way it gets better is by bringing people onto the team. And I use this analogy more and more. It's not anything I made up. It's like you're wearing a hat, it's the accounting hat. You're wearing the marketing hat. You're wearing the sales hat. You start handing those hats off to other people in your organization to help you. And the more of those hats you hand off, the more your work hours come down. Not saying they're going to be great, but they come down. The more your stress level comes down. And then as that starts to happen, that's one more step towards, okay, I can breathe a sigh of relief. During that time, you've also started to accomplish you've got maybe a little bit of money in the bank, but you probably don't have a ton. And so it's still kind of tight. And so you get a line of credit as a backup, and then you keep your salary down. You don't go buy a lot of stuff, a big house and fancy cars and do all that stuff. And you start building up some money in your bank account where you feel like, okay, I can always cover payroll. I can cover a downturn. I have a little bit of money to buy the next truck and grow. Then that's the next sense of relief. So I don't believe there's this moment where one day you wake up, you're like, I'm there. It feels good. I feel like there are lots of moments. There's the moment when you're like, I'm not fretting about payroll. Then there's a moment like, okay, I could actually take work off today and go to my kid's baseball game. Or, oh, I could actually take off a Friday. My wife and I could go for a long weekend. Or I could actually not work Friday night. Or this Saturday, I could skip work because whatever. Like, that's another win. And then the next win is I've got Jane on my team in the office. And then I've got Jim, who's my operations manager. Big wins. Now I don't have to go in every Saturday. I don't have to be at the shop at 7 a.m. or 5:30 or whatever it is for you. So it's not going to be one thing. It's going to be lots of little things. And they're going to be somewhat invisible to you, which is probably, you know, which probably means you are, it would be wise to pay attention to those things and celebrate them, because few of us do. I just keep setting the next goal and don't necessarily celebrate the wins, which I know is a mistake. And you probably do the same. That's a mistake. But that's the point. It isn't going to be a wake up moment like, boom, we're there. It's going to be one little thing gets better, and the next thing gets better, and the next thing gets better, and the next thing gets better. And then one day you look back and you're like, oh my gosh, remember what it was like 3 years ago? Oh, I'm so glad we're here. And then one day you're going to be $1 million, two, five, 10, whatever you desire to grow to. One day you'll get to those numbers. You'll look back and say, wow, can't believe where we came from. Life's so much better now, but oh my gosh, there's so much ahead of us. We got to keep going. We got to keep our foot on the gas. Maybe that's just my perspective, but my belief, there's never this moment where it's like, we're golden. And if you ever wake up and you say, I'm golden, no risk, everything's beautiful, sell your company. Thanks a lot.